WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. This weekend, NBC begins a miniseries that's the fourth entry in the Gambler series starring Kenny Rogers. TV critic David Bianculli thought the first three were awful, and he thinks pretty much the same thing about this new one, but he says at least this one's got something the others didn't, an all-out nostalgia gimmick.
After one telemovie and two previous miniseries, The Gambler is no deeper than the Kenny Rogers song that inspired it, if you can call that inspiration. Parts of this new four-hour installment, called The Gambler Returns, The Luck of the Draw, give new meaning to one particular line in that old gambler song, the one about knowing when to walk away. Usually, you watch a TV show because of the stars or the story, but that doesn't apply here. Kenny Rogers doesn't act. He doesn't even act naturally. Country singer Reba McEntire, making her major acting debut, is a natural. But with a script this bad, it's tough to notice or care. Put it this way, even Bruce Boxleitner, who co-starred in the first three Gambler movies, is absent this time around. When Bruce Boxleitner won't do something, you know it's trouble. The story is about 4 hours too long. It has the gambler traveling cross-country to attend the world's most exclusive poker game in 1906 San Francisco. And yes, it ends with the earthquake. But here's the real gimmick. Along the way, the gambler runs into more than a dozen characters from old TV westerns, and they're played by the original actors. Unfortunately, none of them is used very well, and the level of satire is on a par with this piece of dialogue from a wagon train cook, who is one of the few supporting actors, by the way, who isn't from an old show.
Hey! Ow! Grimy Mitch off of them ropes, sailor.
One of these times, Cookie, I'm gonna stick that spatula in your gizzard.
Yeah, well, until you do, you just stay away from my tent. Go on. Whew. I would love to give that fool a whiff of gun smoke. Run his maverick butt right off of this wagon train. Of course, he's probably already ordered dead or alive by some lawman. I wish Diamond Jim get rid of him. Settle down in some big valley. Build a little house in the prairie. Surrounded by high chaparral. Oh, that'll be a real bonanza for me. I'm getting too old for this wild, wild west. Well, oh! Better get them doggies rolling before these stakes talk turn into rawhide.
With that speech, actor Paul Brenegar gets more screen time than some of the real McCoys, so to speak. Yet for hardcore Western fans who don't mind snoozing through the main story to wait for glimpses of old stars, that patience will be rewarded. I won't list most of the performers and characters hidden in this Gambler, because what fun there is exists in playing TV hide-and-seek. But to give you an idea, you'll get to see the Rifleman, a Virginian or two, Cheyenne, and, sitting next to one another in the same card game, Gene Barry's Bat Masterson and Jack Kelly's Maverick. Look, I know it's stupid, and it's full of historical inaccuracies, and it doesn't even play fair with the legacies of the shows themselves. But somehow, the sight of David Carradine's kung fu hero popping out of nowhere helps this Gambler miniseries qualify as instant camp. It's a piece of camp, though, that almost belongs in a campfire.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post. This is Fresh Air.